Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, I'm not upset at all, but I
think you're pretty upset. What do you think?
Yeah, you look a little bit upset.
Look, seem, a sound.
Do you know what? I once got upset.
Especially sound.
I'm a big U2 fan, right? And we could win 2 free tickets to a U2 concert. And they took me to this pub to win the quiz, and I lost.
But what?
Who took you to the quiz?
My friends. I've got more friends than you.
But there were other U2 fans there. You don't have to win. You're not
You weren't the only one there.
Do you think you're the biggest fan on the planet?
Let's rewind this a little bit. I was just about to set up a Arsenal. Marlene is here. She's returned.
Wait.
Return of the Marlin.
Return of the Marlin. Return of the Marlin. That's before Free Willy, Flipper.
That's the first time we might have actually had the name of the pod during the pod for the first time. We always struggle afterwards what name we're going to have.
Oh, yeah.
We always have a discussion of that, but the return of the Marlin is pretty set, I think.
Are you thinking it's a fish? Marlene.
No, because it's not spelled with an R.
Yeah, but like the way you say it is Marlene.
No,
but if it was said
normally,
I was
just thinking you're different from Return of the Jedi to Return of the Marlin, to be honest.
Were you thinking Return of the Jedi as well?
I was thinking Return of the King.
Okay. Well, yes, that's okay.
Well, you see, you're a narcissistic freak who thinking that you're a queen or a king. I'm just thinking about science, sci-fi.
Yeah. Return of the Marlin, though, but with an R, it's Marlene. Without an R, it should be Malin. Okay? So I said Return of the Marlin. I was going to Photoshop your face on a fish. Here we go.
Okay.
So, was that sweet?
So anyway, but we've got Tottenham here, which is a deal, basically. That's all you talk about. And then Marlene, massive Arsenal fan. And you've got the North London Derby this weekend. I was going to set up a quiz, but you both said, I don't like quizzes.
Well, it's the way you were sitting there. You were sitting on your phone like,
sitting on it,
was I
sitting on it?
Yeah, you were sitting on it and punching the button at the same time, which is really, really disturbing sight, to be honest. I don't know. It looked really awkward if you didn't know there was a phone there. It would look like you were, I don't know what the fuck it was looking at. But then you had this creepy look that you're going to do this quiz, and it all just creeped everybody out.
Okay. So, episode 160, Swedish Football Mafia, thank you for listening.
And for you,
see you later.
For you who didn't, who haven't maybe heard the episode, I'm always here, maybe you can say something about yourself, hello?
Yeah, okay.
Wow!
On the spot!
Instead of the quiz,
not awkward at all.
And I thought my quiz, fucking hell.
That was a substitution for the quiz.
Oh, that was awful.
But I wasn't included, too.
Now, if you don't know it, here she is here. It's like Gollum.
Did I have that voice? I did not.
You say something about yourself. Please.
Okay, I am a Arsenal supporter. Ooh. I am the vice chairman of Arsenal Sweden. I am also a AAK supporter.
Wow.
And I run my own podcast called Klackspike about football.
That's good.
And supporter culture.
Perfect.
Yes.
Who do you support? Who gives you the most heartbreak, Arsenal or AAK?
It's pretty even, I would say. And it kind of comes and goes because the seasons overlap.
Yeah.
So just as you kind of get out of one of them and can breathe again, you're right in the shit with the other one.
That's pretty nice, actually. If you really have...
It's a lot of anxiety.
Yeah, but they're both top teams, really.
Yeah, no, but it's good because I don't care if you had a piss-poor season or not. You still hate the summer. You still want...
Unless it's Euros.
But it's still depressing. It's not the same thing.
Yeah, it's like international break comes up after this weekend.
Yeah, but that sucks.
To be honest, I'd rather have the league with Premier League and Champions League going than the Euros. It's just a tournament. Through 2 years later, I don't care what people say. It doesn't mean anything for me anymore.
Sure, if there was a mess when Trump gets in and there's a massive war.
When Trump gets
in? He'll win, right? I'm not saying I want him to win. He's a fucking knobhead. But when he wins, he's going to win because everyone's saying he's not going to win.
But it would.
No, but when he wins and there's a war,
if he wins.
There's a war. You guys won't fight for your country. You'll fight for your football club. Wouldn't that be a great war, though? Wouldn't it be great?
Like with guns and stuff.
Like seriously, like Tottenham have seriously invaded Liverpool, and you're like just shooting scouts.
I mean, it's really hard to you know have a war between like Arsenal and Tottenham. That's really close. I mean, the armies. You won't even fit on your area. It will go over to the other area. Instant death.
Marlene, who would you fight for? AIK or Arsenal?
It would have to be AIK.
You're good because you don't have to try to kill me.
So you don't like to travel. That's good. Should we review the Champions League? Both of your teams are involved. I kind of feel like I'm interviewing you two today.
Yeah, it's
awesome. It feels like
nice.
It a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit weird.
I'll go for Huddersfield.
We lost. We were not in the Champions League. We will be in 2019. So go fuck you.
Do you think that 2019 is very optimistic? That means promotion within the...
Oh, sorry. Did I say in it? We'll win it.
So on the first try, you'll be there on the season before. You'll get up this season, get in the Champions League, and just steamroll through it.
No, we played Birmingham City on the weekend. We lost 5-0 last weekend, but we're still third. That's still amazing. So hashtag still third. So we look at Tuesday's results. Let's have a look. Big result was Barcelona outplayed by Man City.
Man City were brilliant. Do you watch that game?
No, I didn't see it because I was watching Arsenal.
Yeah, of course.
You can't say boo every time. Marlene is great. We bring her on as a guest.
This is a tough week. Can we just...
We bring her on as a guest, and every time she mentions us, you go... You go boo.
It's still been a tough week.
That's why his homosexual relationship never worked. Every time someone mentioned us, he'd go boo.
That's a really bad joke. But,
no, it's not.
But I appreciate it.
No, it's not.
Isn't it?
No, it's really good.
I don't know if it's really let Marlon decide.
No, it was not very good.
Thank you. Even with Arsenal Tottenham combined, it's that bad.
It was on the G-spot. Yeah, right. So Arsenal let's talk Man City Barcelona first. I'm just gonna take this off.
I think that surprisingly well. They played incredible. I think that in the first 20 minutes Barcelona went on top of them. But then second half, I don't know what the hell they were on, but they were the best half of the season, I think. Because they were all over. He had nothing to do in goal for City. Nothing in the second half. So I think they were brilliant.
But Barcelona was sloppy, though.
They were very sloppy, and they should have killed off, maybe a strong word, but they should have capitalized on the pressure they had early on.
I think at halftime it should have been 3-4-0 to Barcelona.
Well, sometimes you feel that with Barcelona, don't you? That it should be 3-4-0.
But usually it is, I would say.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they do, isn't it?
Yeah, but they do spurn chances, and that game they spurned just too many. Way too many early on. And I don't think anybody expected the game to turn that on its head after like 25 minutes.
What did Man City do differently then? Second half, they kind of...
Well, I think...
Did they out-Barca?
Yeah, I think that's the way to play against all these teams. You see at Spurs as well, Leverkusen did it better than us in a way. We are more dependent on the building phase than they are. City are very dependent on the building phase as well.
Do you mean they're building White Hart Lane because Wembley's been a disaster for you?
That as well. That's actually for years now. I think that's the ninth game that we just never win there.
Poch says it's not a problem, but... I think
even if you see the game, it's a problem. the field looks huge. I mean, literally, it looks huge. It's like, how the hell are you going to cover that space? And I think Leverkusen were better at that. They played more on the counter-attack than we did, and the game suited them better. But we should have hit the bar again, so, you know. No, but I think that if that's the way to beat teams like that. And like, we beat City, we out-cited City when we beat them.
Yeah.
And now City out Barca, gave you, you know, and the pressing kind of momentum. I think they pressed even brilliantly in the second half. I mean, from the get-go, it doesn't matter where the ball was at Barca, they still had. So it's just, sometimes these teams will have a perfect game. And that, like Spurs had against City, and after that, it hasn't worked. It's been sloppy maybe from 1/10 from two players, and that's enough. It needs to be perfect, and that's the problem with the formation. Then when you put that early pressing, you need to win the ball. You need to keep the ball as well. One too sloppy passes, all that running you did was nothing. And that with Spurs against Leverkusen, you saw that both teams were doing that. Sloppy passing in early stage of the game. Stupid.
But I mean, it's quite interesting to see what City is capable of doing when everything works for them. And it's going to be interesting to see if they can replicate that going forward in the league as well. Because it's one thing playing against Barcelona, is something completely different to play against most of the teams and, well, he's pretty much all the teams.
It's early on the season. I think he's just been there like a couple of months.
But that's a big change, though.
Yeah, we have.
He's got players playing like very different. So, like Sterling is playing, great.
Think 1 year down the line. I mean, and then he will get his fullbacks he wants and needs for that formation because he doesn't have it. Neither one of the four is cut out to play that way. So I think that is. He's probably going to get three new fullbacks in the summer. And then we'll see. And maybe another midfielder instead of Fernando. I think he'll keep Fernandinho and he'll get rid of Fernando. And then he'll get probably another midfield. Then we'll see what he can do. Already now, it looks great. I mean, he had a patch of six games within the win, but that happens. And he's still, you know, top of the league.
Mm.
They're still doing well in Champions League now because of that win. Because for a while, the Mönchengladbach was leading. Yeah. Against Celtic.
Super Brendan Rodgers doing favours for everyone. How about Arsenal? What a comeback.
Yeah, that
must
was...
have been shitting yourself. 2-0. Nah, not really.
Not really. But it was quite a change if you look at how the first game at the Emirates played out against Ludogorets. Yeah. It was completely different. It felt like we were taking a little bit by surprise. I think the Ludogorets played a bit more cynical. And also I think they really, really did learn something from the first game. They realised they couldn't give that kind of space that they showed us in the first leg. So, yeah, but it felt good and it was important for us.
Yeah.
What a goal, though, but as it.
Yeah.
What a spectacular
Beautiful.
Goal. That must be this year's best goal. I can't really imagine.
He looked
remember.
A mile offside for me, but...
No, I think on a replay he wasn't
offside. No, it wasn't
what
offside.
A touch to take
no,
it over.
All the time. Every momentum of that goal was amazing. From
and
the
I thought
first
kept,
touch, from,
yeah.
the, from the chip, then the second touch is the best.
Yeah.
I don't know if he wants to do that or not, but all of a sudden the ball is just glued and split 2 yards to the left. It's just unbelievable and amazing goal. I think that's the best goal of this season. I can't remember any better goal. I mean, the long shots from 25 yards, it's kind of an element of luck in it as well. That's just pure class. That's pure world-class every moment.
Wow.
No, it's a great goal. I think that's the best goal of the season.
Wow, world peace can be found.
What? No, I said
You've
that to
never
you the
said
other day.
A night. No, you didn't.
What
said
goal?
That fucking Turkish-German bastard like that on
wow.
my message. By message,
wow.
you did.
Wow, okay. Well, you know what? I'm going to bring it up okay. now. While you speak here...
Don't read all those messages.
Now.
It could get horribly
I'm going to read all
wrong.
Of them now.
But you're 2-0 down after you won 6-0. And Giroud?
Yeah, it's good to see Giroud scoring. It's nice to see him back. I feel like we really missed him. I felt that we missed him a lot when we played Middlesbrough, and I think that was one of the reasons why that didn't work out as we wanted it to.
Yeah.
And
it came off on the weekend against Sunderland.
Yeah, I mean, he did so well
when
he came back, and I think that's important as well when you've been out for a long time to get a really good start. Which he did.
But this is what he's good at. He's a good he's a great squad player. He's great to have because he...
I think he's good bringing him
I
on.
Think,
he's
yeah.
good bringing... But not only that, he has patches of form when he's really good. That's the problem with Giroud for years. people always say, like, oh, he's not world class. And then some say, yeah, but he's really good. He's productive. It's because patches of seasons, he has like 6-7 games. He scores a lot of goals. And then he's a bit off form, maybe the formation doesn't fit. You need an alternative for him. Bring on to games, certain teams you can play him. I mean, I think
yeah, but
he's a good
player. That's the
player
thing. You need him for games like the one against Middlesbrough or the one against Sunderland where they back home and we need someone. Because you're kind of forced to play the ball in quite high in their penalty area and then you need someone like Giroud to sort of hold it down and to keep the ball up there.
I think that's been a problem for Arsenal before. That sometimes they get stuck on... I mean, they try to play so intricate sometimes that they get stuck. It doesn't happen. That happens to all big teams. I think he's a good alternative against certain teams. They play extremely deep and very, very hard around the box. So you just don't get through. And you need to get somebody to hold the ball because otherwise you'll lose so much time of just retrieving your ball in your own court all the game. And I think he's a good score player. I don't think he's world class, should lead the line from the get go, but he's definitely should be in the squad. I mean,
what's the feeling of Arsenal at the moment? Being a big Arsenal fan, the feeling about the team? Are they? Because they haven't lost since.
Looking great.
You know, they haven't lost since the beginning of the season.
No, it feels good. And I think that it's been, even though Giroud's been out, it's been really nice to see that it's actually worked pretty well with Alexis and Ozil. And Ozil has been scoring a lot of goals. He hasn't been getting as many assists as he did last season, but he's been scoring goals instead, which is good.
Yeah, but in this formation, when he plays with Sanchez, because he plays as a false nine, it gives Ozil so much more space to walk into. And I think it's a huge difference. When you play Welbeck or you play Giroud there, Giroud will be stuck in the box, try to be a target man all the time, or run. He won't come deep in that sense. And Welbeck will run the channels. And it's just so... I think Sanchez is great in that position. I think Arsenal's playing way better this way.
Yeah, they are. And they got much better flow. And it feels like... The only thing that I'm worried about is...
classic Arsenal that you get this vein of form and then it just all goes to shit?
Well, we go into... I mean, we're into November now. And November is usually a really tricky time for us. But it does... I think that, touchwood, the squad is better. I am a little bit concerned about Cazorla because I think that he's really, really important to us and we need that kind of player midfield. I was a bit unsure about Coquelin and Elneny and because Ramsey's been out as well, but now Ramsey's coming back.
Yeah. There's just so many players that can pick up form. You know, sometimes the players follow a form, you don't know who to put in, but... Just so many now. I mean, if you have Elneny, he's a decent squad player. Then you have Xhaka in there as well. You have Ramsey in there as well. You have Coquelin there as well. And Cazorla is playing in midfield. So you have five players basically who can play those two positions. And it's balanced now. Three of them is kind of defensive. And two, you know, they didn't have that options before. You only had one player who could play defensive. And for a while, Arteta played there for a season. Absolutely ridiculous choice.
Good looking, though.
Good hair.
He looks like Adil, I don't know if you've noticed, Adil's taken a bit of his hair off there, and he's gone quite sexy. He's gone for the sexy look.
For the sexy look? Yeah. That's the second time you're doing like some kind of internal...
No, it's just something, I just feel quite happy today.
Let's
look at Arsenal-Tottenham then. Tottenham this week, do they bring Kane back in? Do you think he might come off the bench?
Might come off the bench, because he's supposed to be kind of ready. But if we miss Dembele now, that's been a big problem for us, basically. That he just came back, and when he's starting to get into it, he gets injured again. That's been a big problem for us because he's...
What's his injury?
I think now it was the same thing. It was with the leg or something. So he's got these small niggling injuries at the moment, so he's not 100% fit, which is disturbing because he's extremely important for the game. Yeah. But Wanyama can do certain aspects of his work. But, you know, he should cover Dyer. He shouldn't cover for Dembele. We don't have anybody covering for him. So I think against Arsenal this weekend, it's going to be a tough game.
It's always a tough game, though. And the difficult thing about North London Derby is that it doesn't really matter that much about what form you're in go into the game because it's so different and it's always such a...
Derbies are like that.
But the games are tighter now. I mean, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, we used to go in for tight games where we used to end up losing or drawing. now with recent history, it's been back and forth. I mean, both teams are winning, and even Tottenham have a better record now for the last couple of years, maybe, except for the cups and stuff. So
we count the cups as well.
You won the League Cup there. So I think it's going to be difficult. Of course, I think we're going to struggle this away, but we've been really hard to beat in the league. So hopefully that will make. So even if we don't win, I think a draw is probably on the cards.
That's a Sunday game, isn't it?
It is. It's early Sunday.
Yeah, Emirates.
Yes.
Who do you think is going to win?
I think it's going to be a draw, to be honest.
Yeah.
We're going to win.
Fair play. No, I like that. That's what Real Madrid thought they were going to do when they went to Legia Warsaw. Was it Legia Warsaw? Yeah.
Unbelievable.
And it was behind, it was an empty stadium as well, wasn't it? Champions League.
It was just so awkward. I was watching the game and then the bling, you know, you say Bale first minute, then they scored 2-0. It's like, oh, that game died early.
Yeah.
You know, and then there's 2-1. It's like, oh, good for them. Yeah. You know, consolation goal. And then I must have missed the 2-2 because all of a sudden I was like, goal again. I was like, oh, is it equalized or maybe 3? I was like, what the hell happened there? How has that happened? Why would you do that? Is the feeling, you know? Why would you do that? I mean, why do you go there and lose, drop a 2-0 lead to 3-3? But good for football, isn't it?
A few teams going through. Atletico are through. Juve and Lyon, it was one apiece. And Leicester going through against Copenhagen. They're into the next round. And Schmeichel fractured his hand, played on for like 60 minutes, and now he's out for a month.
Are you saying
that? Have you ever gone to work with an injury? Are you the kind of people that do that?
Well, what's an injury?
But like say you've got a sore back, you're like, I could try and get a day off. Nah, I'm going to go in. Are you that kind of mentality?
I've never had normal jobs, but the times I had normal jobs, I never called in sick, ever.
You cut your hand on a glass, didn't you?
Yeah, but that was working for myself, yeah.
Yeah.
So I had to go to a hospital and sew it up. And then I had to operate it 2 days later.
And then you still went back to work?
Well, I couldn't carry anything with my right hand, but I was working a bit, yeah, with others.
What a credit to your nation.
I wasn't mentally handicapped during that time.
Well, that's a completely different thing.
Unless
the glass cut your brain a bit.
Well, maybe it did. Maybe
how about you, Marlene? Are you one to call in sick?
No, I think I go to work. But it depends. I mean, for a goalkeeper, it feels like a hand is pretty crucial to performing your job.
His hand is very important to a deal as well.
I didn't do anything with my hand, did I?
No.
That was actually the most frequent question the guys... It was a social experiment to see what guys...
If a guy's broken his wrist or something...
It's insane.
The first thing
so stupid. It was just after like 2 months, it was like, really? I mean, are you fucking kidding me? Every time...
I think you should
And they think they're original. They think they're fucking original. You know. So what do you do? Like, looking at everybody like, you see what I just did? That's like, you and 7,000 other guys. Today, dude. Today.
Just write, don't go there on the...
Every time, either it was like masturbation, you masturbated too much, or another masturbation-related question was, how do you masturbate? So it was either the one, did you get the injury by over-masturbating, like a joke, or a serious kind of question, how do you now masturbate? And after a while, I looked, I was like, I just raised my left hand. Like, you know, there is another hand if I really need to do this. I'll solve it, you know. I mean...
Well, okay.
You probably do with your feet in the end. What the fuck?
Then let's have a look at Europa League. Fenerbahce United tonight. And you were saying Mourinho came out and said something about...
Yeah, I think Mourinho came out and said that they were giving Europa League their full attention because winning the Europa League will get them a spot in the Champions League next season, which could be interpreted as not kind of giving up on the top four already.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's just people reading too much into it or not, but I mean, top four is going to be tough. It's going to be really tough for... United.
But Adil keeps on saying it's very early in the season still. Still 10 games now, you know, and that's, you know...
No, it's early in the season, but I think...
I don't think it's that early.
No, but you have four teams that looks, at least this time of season, to have one to be one notch stronger than the other ones, in form at least. If you look at Chelsea, Liverpool, Arsenal and City. I think they've produced more games on a regular basis where they look really, really good, especially attacking-wise.
But I think when it comes to Manchester United, I can't really see...
I can't see them breaking into that.
But I can't see what they're going to do. I can't see what Mourinho will be able to do with this team that will make it better. I mean, he got sent off last game, didn't he?
Yeah.
So, you know, he feels like he's such...
It's too many millions for Mourinho. It's too
unstable.
When he came to Chelsea, when he came to Chelsea, there were one or two teams that could financially muscle with them and then couldn't muscle with them at all. When he came back, City has been into that mix. Chelsea has less money when he came there. Even United have money. Arsenal spends. Even Tottenham spends. Everybody. It's Liverpool spending a lot. I just don't think that tactic to grind out the entire season with his team, it doesn't work with so many good teams with so many good managers now.
But I think what you said before we started recording is that it used to be that the players would die for Mourinho.
Yeah, he doesn't have the siege mentality.
But it doesn't feel like... It just feels like he's lost it. Did you read that interview with him about how sad he was that he was living in a hotel alone?
Yeah, we talked about the last episode as well. It was just... like
it's just so strange.
But I think he plays mind games all the time. So I think we shouldn't read anything into whatever he says, but because he just tries. It just doesn't... it's not charming anymore. It's not working anymore. And then basically, I think the moment where he lost in Madrid, the players there, I don't know what the hell happened with him or his reputation, or if all the players talk to each other and everybody talked to Real Madrid players and that talked to him for years. But he doesn't have that anymore. You don't read any interviews from any player anymore.
Exactly, yeah.
Every week used to come out, you know, when he was at Chelsea, we'd die for this guy. Ex-Porter player said, I mean, this guy's amazing. Yeah. He went to Inter Milan. Chelsea player couldn't start raving about him still. He went to Inter, he left Inter. Everybody thought he was a god, even Zlatan, all of them. And he went to Barcelona before that. He went to Real Madrid. Same thing, they're all raving about. He's amazing, amazing. After Real Madrid, nothing. Nobody. You haven't heard a single player coming out and saying, like, you know what, he's a revolution, changed my career, I'm so much better now, blah, blah, blah. Nothing. The only one who could say that maybe is Willian, but he's keep on playing well now.
John Terry kind of probably loves him.
Yeah, but that's the first one. Nobody after that. After Real Madrid, what player in Real Madrid or Chelsea after that he promoted or signed, played, has really said, like, oh, he changed my career. First season, Hazard, next season, he's a dipshit. So, I mean, nobody. Yeah. He's lost it. He's just lost it, mate.
He's lost it.
He's not going to come.
Weirdly, I watched some footage of, you know, when United went to, I think it was Galatasaray, and they had the Welcome to Hell big banner, and they said, and they was like, it's the most. And I saw some footage today, and it was of the United players. Cantona's there, and there's like maybe 20 Turkish fans there just going, whoa, but there's just no danger in it at all. I saw today that the danger with the West Ham, you know, that they're sort of talking about West Ham Chelsea last week, and that the price of moving the seats, you know, the removable seats so they can put concerts in, has gone from something like 8 million a year to something like 45 million a year. West Ham don't have to pay that because they've bought this contract, which is cheap. They're really in it, but again, that stadium just seems to be quite haunted, you know.
Yeah, but it just feels like they don't pay anything for that stadium.
They're not.
Yeah, so it's a great. So this.
No, they've got a really cheap deal.
Yeah. It's so cheap deal. Just get the fuck over with it. I mean, you have to adapt to that stadium. It's just a stadium. Come on, I don't believe in haunted stadium.
What about Wembley for Tottenham?
I just don't think it suits us at all. And I think that because it's Wembley, it puts pressure on the on players' heads.
I think players that come from like Leverkusen, Monaco, are like, we're playing at Wembley.
I think that has.
I think
that's it. It's small things. I think that. But the other times we lost there is because we choked. We came to semifinals of the FA Cup. Portsmouth out. Newcastle out. Chelsea out. I mean, we came there and we lost.
You don't have to do the sound effect. I think add that later on.
Earlier we kind of
choked. Is it raining in here?
And that kind of stuck with us.
Good.
I think.
Let's look at the rest of the Premier League games, and then we will have a look at Al Svensken with our Al Svensken experts.
Well, we've got a couple of Bournemouth Sunderland. Well, on Saturdays, Bournemouth, Sunderland. It's on every week. Burnley, Crystal Palace.
A big game for Moyes, though.
I can't believe he's still there.
No, I think losing to Arsenal.
Before that game, he should have got.
I think he goes. If they lose to Bournemouth, he goes.
He goes if they draw to Bournemouth. They need a win. What the hell? It's been 10 games.
No, they lose to Bournemouth, he's gone.
Do you think so?
Yes. Lose. He's there.
They sound like Scooby Doo, the old guy. It's the janitor.
If you look at the sacked managers, he should have been sacked 3 games ago. The way they've been sacking managers for the past 5 years. I mean, he's worse.
But who would want to take over Sunderland?
Allardyce.
He wanted.
Back. One of the greatest comebacks since Arsenal. To be honest,
if they sack Moyes, it would be genius of him for his only choice to come smoothly back into football.
Big Sam.
And good for them as well. He knows the players, the one there. He did well for them. They will don't give a shit about what he said
about
England.
I've made mistakes.
Doesn't nobody would care in Sunderland, and he wouldn't care. Easiest transition back to football ever. Just go back.
Easiest one for him, yeah.
Yeah, and even if they get relegated, it's all Moyes' fault.
But they won't get relegated because Big Sam will keep them up.
Well, yeah. I mean, he can do that, but it's a difficult task now because they're already just losing ground for every.
But he's coming back as an undefeated English football manager, 1 out of 1. You know,
disgraced undefeated.
Burnley Palace got a bit of a. I mean, I think they played all right against Liverpool, but were kind of outclassed. But Burnley had that win against Everton. Everton? Yeah.
Both teams are a bit yo-yo teams, I feel. But Burnley has, you know, they really will try to battle for relegation. And Palace harbour hopes of becoming some kind of top team. Top table team, at least. But
Pardew can get anybody anywhere.
I think Pardew is... He always has that, doesn't he? He wins 7 games, he's the best manager on the planet. He loses 14 games, he's the worst manager on the planet. Then he wins 7 games, he's back again.
Pardew to me is the kind of... If they ever organise a game on the moon, Pardew will want to be one of the managers.
And motivation, please.
What?
I want a motivation for that.
All right, Spielberg. What are you on about?
No, interesting motivation. I wanted to hear the motivation for. Why would Pardew do...
Because he... Probably looks at the moon and goes, "Oh, I'll manage a team."
One day.
Yeah, one day.
Him and Big Sam. Him and Big Sam.
Bloody hell. What pressure. I just did it as a little joke.
Are you were going to do a quiz. Do you understand the pressure?
Yeah, motivation, mate. We need your motivation. What are you trying to say there? Manchester City, Middlesbrough. I can only see a Man City victory, but you never know.
No, I mean... City should take that without a doubt, but as we learned, Middlesbrough can be tough, apparently. Yeah. It depends on... I mean, it really, really depends, but I think City will win that.
Is he a big rotator, Guardiola?
Yeah, he always tinkers with his teams.
Yeah.
The funny thing with him, he only just don't rotate a player. He rotates formations quite, you know, often. He can go with a back three instead of a back four. You know, every third game and stuff like that. So he's funny that way. I mean, but I think I talked about Nagelmann. When they play, it kind of looked similar. Because even when Tottenham go, or all these teams who play that way, go on a back three, they start with a back three, yeah. But when they play a back four, that becomes a back three because the midfielder drops to the back line and the fullbacks push. So I think they kind of look the same. Doesn't matter really how they play. I think they're going to play the same way. But he will tinker. He got to Champions League now.
I didn't see the Barcelona game, but they played their best team, I assume. Full strength
yeah,
team.
Totally. Yeah. Yeah.
So that mean that maybe they would rotate a little bit against Middlesbrough, which could be dangerous as well.
Who got the second goal for City? Who got the first goal? De Bruyne got the second with the free kick.
Was a great goal. And the last one was a rebound. Who the hell scored the... it was him. Gundogan.
He had a double. That's who I thought was fantastic.
Yeah, he had a double. First goal, two of them.
Yeah.
He had a good game.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But
if I was good with names, I would have brought that up and said I thought he was fantastic. But I'm not very good with names.
But he's... It was kind of a risk when you think about it because he was great in Dortmund. Really, really great. Then he got injured. a bad, he twists his kneecap. So he was gone. He missed the Euros, missed the whole season.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
And then they bought him. And there's always a risk with that. You know, you bought a player who's been gone for a year. So the start was like, okay, slow start. But that was... that he showed how good he can be. Why they bought him. Because he gives you that extra. He can push into the box. I think he gives you what Yaya Toure gave them 4 years ago. But in a completely different kind of sense. But he can fill into the box.
I wonder what Yaya's up to. Mm. No, literally. I wonder what he's up to. You know when these players... You know, like Schweinsteiger and Schweinsteiger and players
well,
like that.
Schweinsteiger, apparently...
Yeah, he's coming on his way back. But, you know, a player like Yaya, he's just...
No, I think he's an idiot. Schweinsteiger's not an idiot. Yaya Toure is an absolute...
No. I think he did well, but idiot. I do wonder what these... What do they do? They must train with the youth team?
Schweinsteiger apparently did. He apparently went in and did all what he's supposed to do. Complete professional. Nothing odd. Which is even odder why he keeps on outcasting him.
Very German, though. To do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a footballer.
Well,
I was doing my running.
Well, like Kevin Prince Boateng. He was so good at that shit. He's German. He was even the best German footballer. Oh, well, he played for Ghana then. You just made this into a Hitler thing. That's bad. Okay.
Wow. I wasn't even talking then. That's what he does at night. He just talks to himself.
Your eyes. Those blue eyes. Stared at me.
It was amazing. With Poch, he got rid of a few players that were kind of ruffling the feathers. Wenger doesn't seem to... He doesn't ever throw anyone into the kind of reserves, does he, as such? He hasn't really had...
But he's been there so long. I mean, all the players that come into Arsenal, he's brought them
in. Do you think this might be his last season?
I don't know. I've stopped guessing a long, long, long time ago.
Guess
it
now.
It all depends on how it goes. I mean, I sat here last season and we were talking about it, and I was like, well, it depends on how the season ends. And then we finished second, and he's still there. So... It all depends. I think that if, and that's a big if, we were to win, I could see him...
Jesus.
I could see him stepping down, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Think if he wins, I think he'll carry on.
Yeah, no. I think Noah Wenger, he'll probably carry on, but...
Get a gold tracksuit.
But what he should do, win it, and then just say, goodbye, every motherfucking body.
But the whole... Wenger Arsenal thing is so complicated and complex anyways, because he's so much more than just a manager. It's not just about replacing a manager.
You're not talking about his criminal record now. I mean, we all know it's bad. It's
but he's involved in everything. So it's a big step if he were to go.
Do you think the effect would be at Arsenal? Because a lot of fans are saying, I mean, for a while there, half the fans were like, oh, I can't, he needs to go, half the fans like, are you insane? But if you think practically, especially now looking at United, what happened there after Ferguson, that even if they put in high-profile managers or not, it just hasn't worked at all. It's just too much that has changed.
Mm-hmm.
Would Do you think that would happen also? If, you imagine if I think if Pep would have come instead of Wenger, it would have worked.
Yeah.
Because Klopp would have worked as well, I think. But those kind of, because they put the stamp so early on teams and they have this charismatic leadership that people follow them. You need, it's so difficult just to put in a guy. You just need somebody who's larger than life when you've had a manager for fucking 20 years. It's just, it's odd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also Guardiola and Klopp, they took kind of time off and then they decided, I'm going to do this project. Yeah, and I think that kind of helped.
And the young and hungry, you feel like these are the ones who can do the same thing as the other manager, but they will reinvigorate that idea and go, you know, when United went from Ferguson to Moyes, that was kind of like trying to, you know, save somebody putting a pig's heart into it because he's got a heart failure. It's just wouldn't work.
That
I mean,
could work. I could make that work.
Yeah, for like a week.
Yeah,
like
a week. But what a great week.
Then you oinked to death like Moyes did. He oinked his way to death. I mean,
so I just think he got found out. I don't think he's as great as he was.
No, he's good for that level of team. He's not a Manchester.
What level of team? Sunderland, he's been a disaster. Real Sociedad was a complete horsing.
Well,
Sunderland, it's been horrific.
Well, Everton,
did I say Sunderland?
He was good
the first?
In...
Yeah. No, but Sunderland was a problem. He came into a team that was already struggling, had no structure, change of managers all the time. I think Moyes needs, like, his players, who knows exactly what he wants to do.
So maybe that might save him the job, then. Because that isn't really his players. Because Sam...
It won't save him the job. It would save him, maybe his reputation he could be saved by saying... But then you need to... What are you supposed to do now? Are you supposed to give him a Division 4 team and wait until he comes to Premiership? Or give him a team and say, even if you get relegated, mate, this is a 12-year plan. I mean, nobody will do that. I think he's bust himself now. If he gets sacked now after losing to Bournemouth... I mean, his reputation is badly tampered. Tainted. Because everybody's been to Sunderland and been sacked, but they've had some success for a while. Keep them alive, relegation, then they get sacked. Every season, that's been happening in Sunderland. He came in and just fucking blew everything in his face. It's not working. It's not looking good. No game plan at all.
What about Wenger if he left and then he... I'm just thinking here. Would he carry on with, like, an assistant, like someone like Eddie Howe? Or something like that, or would he just completely, or would Eddie Howe be assistant? I don't know.
No, he will just go.
I think that he said in some interview that he would go, and I do think that that's probably the best way of doing it, because I don't think that Ferguson did Manchester United any favours by staying on, because it's weird to be a new manager with that kind of presence sort of looming over you at all times. But my worry is that I can't really see... I don't think that we have enough football people on our board, which is that focuses on the football aspect of things. And I know that is Wenger's top priority.
Yeah.
And if he goes, then I can't... Yeah, I'm worried about what will happen day that he decides to go.
We have to understand, if he goes... The biggest high-profile managers won't come because they're already at great jobs and they're not getting sacked anytime soon. So whoever will come there either needs to entice somebody like Diego Simeone off Atletico Madrid, which I think is extremely difficult, or they need to rebuild from the beginning. I mean, it's going to be a huge job. And I think that point is great, that in Arsenal the problem is that the board... is financially keeping them very intact, but it's not footballing people. They don't want to buy players to get and win medals. They don't know that much about football. Whenever they come to football, it's Wenger who does all of that stuff. So take him out of that. You're gonna have a manager who wants that job badly. You know, he wants that job. He's gonna be the marionette for the board and just, you know, not spend that much money and keep on doing that. And then he won't be as successful as Wenger doing that.
Someone like Patrick Vieira might. You know, but he's doing so much with Man City and New York.
Yeah,
he's,
I mean, so Henri is taking all of his badges and coaching the kids and
huge
stuff.
Burkamp.
So,
I mean,
but that's something. I mean,
that was something I could see.
Yeah, I could see that happening. But if that's going to happen, that's like in, I don't know, 10 years' time. I can't see it happening now. And
Cameron,
in that case, I don't know.
Eric Cameron. Lagerbeck. They just completely changed their style.
I think there was a good point with where to manage, where to start to manage. You know, if you're a player, you've just been playing and do your badges, where should you start managing? Paulins tried with Backbone, didn't go that well at all. And then Giggs was talking about taking over championship squad, a team. But then the argument, I think it was Nicol who maybe said that. And he said that he's played in Premiership all his life, from 17 years old. He knows all the players inside out. He knows the coaches. He knows all the media guys. He knows everything about the Premier League.
Knows his brother's wife.
Yeah, he knows it very well. Yeah. And he should stay in the Premier League. And with the argument, if he goes to a championship team, he's really going to somewhere he's never played. He's never played there. He's never played against on a level.
Very different league.
Very
as well.
Different league. I mean, I think it's good to learn there, absolutely. But his expertise won't come that much in handy in championship. I mean, when it comes to,
I don't think he got the job. They took the.
No, I'm just saying if he goes to championship.
No, but he was going to go for the Wigan job.
So where should, I mean, like the managers, Henry, Vieira, all the. I mean, Vieira, I think did cleverly. I think he went a good way. He was in he was in City learning about how to be back room staff.
I thought that was a little bit strange of Arsenal to let him.
Yeah,
I was thinking with that same thing about Arteta.
Yeah,
same thing about Arteta. Arteta was, I mean, Wenger hailed him as, apparently he's a very very clever and good footballing person. I mean, that's obvious. Everybody prays. So he's probably a very intelligent man who's very calm, collected, and then very very knowledgeable about football. So I think it's quite amazing that he goes, retires in Arsenal and goes to City. I mean, he's not been to Arsenal all his life, but he's been there.
Yeah, he's been there for a long time. I found that
he's
very
captain,
strange.
Captain as well.
No, there is something there that I can't really. I mean, I don't know what goes on, unfortunately, but I do find
been,
it weird.
Wenger hasn't been. I don't think he's been that great at emulating old players back to the club. Henry did for a while, but then he's dropped there doing punditry as well. So that's a choice that he actually made. And then Vieira is within the City category. Well, he played there in the end of his career as well. And none of the other players have.
Also, I think maybe some of those players would go, shit, I don't want to fill his shoes. You know,
it's very intimidating.
Yeah, but isn't it great to go there to be under 19 coach, under 21 coach, or just
Steve
coach?
Bold, you know, Steve Bold was there, wasn't he?
He was there from the get go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He always sits on the bench and Wenger just says something to him and he always looks like he's done something wrong.
I don't know why, but
it's your fucking fault we're losing.
I like it. I love it. When ex-players come back as coaches on the team. I fucking love it. Every time that happens. Redknapp was clever doing it. They brought Sherwood and Ferdinand back straight away. And fans like that. They were like, yeah, okay, that we like these players. They got a good repertoire with the fans. And then Sherwood ended up being a manager. So, I mean, he was, well, not extremely successful, but fine. So I like that. Freund is still at the club. King is still at the club. I love that. Especially with the fans.
It's a really. Could you see Wenger going to England, managing England?
I know that there was lots of talk about that, but I can't really see it. I can't really see what he would want to be honest. And I think that he's the kind of manager that wants to be with his team. I mean, when you read interviews with him, he lives football. He breathes football. He watches football all the time. And he's constantly thinking about what he can do to change things around or improve or
but
whatever.
He's not that young. Even if he's young, he's still not that young. I know that he says he's still wrong. I read that interview as well. Good interview with him. But sooner or later, it needs to stop. You know, sooner or later.
Yeah,
Robson did?
No,
like,
but if he decides to stop, I don't understand.
What do you mean?
But if he stops and decides that he doesn't want to do it every day, I don't understand why he would then go on and manage a national team. Then he would just stop.
I got the perfect plan for
Wenger.
If he accidentally wins the league this season, retire from Arsenal, take the England job without pressure, because you already shown the great manager one. Even if you do shit with England, say, all right, good, well, I just won the league, have a good one, going back to France and drinking wine for the rest of my life. That's I'm going
to
manage.
I think he'll leave Arsenal and he'll go to Monaco as he'll stay at Arsenal up in the stands doing something.
I actually think that if he's going to do it in the director box, I actually think he'll go back to Monaco then and not stay in Arsenal.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, but then he changed to Arsenal, and I still think it's going to be Monaco.
No, but then I don't know what your motivation was to.
My motivation was
did you just dab?
No.
She just dabbed.
No, I just coughed.
Okay. Let's have a look at the weekend then. So, and then we got Leicester at home to West Brom. Kind of a local derby, but you never know. Leicester really have to get their league up and running. And then Swansea, Man United. There's no chance Mourinho will get sacked, is there?
No, not yet.
Okay. Not yet. No.
I think, no. Well, what's his name? Adil's got this thing of 9 games, 9 losses, and you're done.
Yeah, but I think that's obvious. I'll lower that from 9, but I think, well, we were talking about getting sacked, and I said, and we said 9. I said, there is a number where a manager will get sacked, doesn't matter where he is. And we're discussing that's at 7. He said, maybe. I was like, 9 games, there's no way any manager anywhere. If the team is not so bad, they feel like we're going to lose all the games, doesn't matter what happens, fine. But if you lose 9 games on the trot, I don't care if you're Guardiola, you're Mourinho.
Oh, come on. If Guardiola lost 9 games...
Nine games in a row with City, he'll get the sack.
No, he wouldn't.
Nine games in a row. That's a lot of games. 9 games in a row. That will be the worst.
He still wouldn't get sacked.
He will get sacked after 7.
I'll bet you a kilogram of mints.
Mint?
Yeah. Mints.
Is that mint? Is that like...
I only gamble in mints.
Is it like Pablo Escobar
okay,
mints?
Two chops. Two chops.
Escobar mints. Is that what you say? Escobar mints.
Well, you've kind of screwed me up here because I said Leicester City, West Brom was on Saturday, but it's actually Sunday.
It's Sunday.
So you've screwed me. And then Swansea, Man City.
All these games that you can see here are Sunday.
Yeah, and then Hull City... Crystal Palace. Yeah, they were. I was looking at Saturday. We went to Saturday's fixtures. Yeah. And then, what was your motivation there?
My motivation was fuck you up. Yeah. And it worked. Pretty good.
West Ham United play at home to Stoke City.
Stoke's going to win that game 1-0.
Okay. It's amazing how Bilic, who I thought was a fantastic manager, but he's struggling. I think they're coming right.
Oh, they're getting better now. Yeah. I mean, start of the season was disastrous. Now,
that's a good game. Chelsea Everton. Yes. I like what Koeman's doing, I like what Conte's doing. They're starting to put their identity on the teams.
Chelsea's looking very dangerous all of a sudden.
Yeah, they're looking very good.
Starting the season a little patchy and then all of a sudden just... I mean, the bookies stop taking bets that he'll get sacked. Come on. Look at him now. Now one of the favourites to win the league. But yeah, good games. That's a good game. But so, North London Derby is the shit.
Yeah.
Is it Liverpool-Watford is a good game?
Yeah, if you're an idiot.
Swansea City and then Hull City, Southampton. Hull City really have to start winning or getting something or else they're in big shit.
They're in big shit. They're going to get relegated. They are relegated already. That team will not stay up. I can't bet anything.
You're like Trump. You just got these outrageous statements.
How is that outrageous?
You're like, yeah, but you just, there's nothing to, you've got no sense to it. It's like, we're going to build a wall. Okay, why? We're just going to build it.
Yeah, they're going to get relegated. Why? Because they are. If that's Trump logic, then that's Trump logic then. So we're all Trumpists.
Arsenal Tottenham, I think it'll be a 2-2 draw and it'll be a very controversial equaliser.
From whom?
Don't know.
Alright. will it be because the ref is behaving like that?
It's Mark Clattenburg, if you want to know that.
Ugh. Oh,
he's an idiot. He's an awesome supporter.
Oh my god.
right, let's have a look at Allsvenskan. We'll wrap this up with a bit of Sverige football. The title's gone.
Yep.
Malmo won a couple of weeks ago. I think Norrköping were the team I thought would kind of go with them, but they didn't quite get there.
They had a ridiculously difficult last few games.
Yeah.
Really, really tough games towards the end.
But still, if everybody's saying they were such a huge surprise they won last season to finish third or maybe second...
I think that's good considering how many players they've lost and losing the manager in the middle of the season and all of that. I think Norrköping has done really well.
Yeah.
AIK, have you done better than you thought? Or
Both yes and no. I think that the way that we've played after Noel Link came in has been very, very impressive. We've had some really, really good games. It feels like he's changed things around. The players feel more confident. It really seems to be working. I mean, we're still struggling, but he's got a really, really good record.
You're probably going to finish second.
Hopefully, yes.
What is your last game?
We're playing at home against Kalmar.
That's this weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
3 o'clock.
Yeah, it's right after the derby. Norrköping are playing Gothenburg at home. That's pretty difficult as well. Could be. I don't know. Gothenburg's a bit weird this season, I feel. I don't really know where I've got them.
Yeah.
In the beginning of the season, it looked like... I felt like Gothenburg's going to do it this year, but just nothing happened. All of a sudden, they just stopped winning in early on the season, wasn't it? I remember they just stopped. And then all of a sudden, Malmö just kicked in. But Malmö is the best team. Come on.
Yeah, I
they've had played Champions League 2 times, lost for 3 years. I mean, they do have a bit more money than everybody else has.
And you can tell. They have a better squad. They have a much... sort of a higher level through the squad than definitely any other team does.
The biggest one as well is down the bottom where Gefle and Helsingborg. If Gefle win, they will get the playoff.
Yeah.
And Helsingborg, it's up to them to win as well.
Who's
Helsingborg?
Gefle is playing away to Östersund, which is not very easy.
No, they're in good form, aren't they?
Yeah.
They won on the... Didn't they win on the weekend, like 5-1 or something?
Yeah, they beat Örebro.
Yeah.
So they're very, very, very good. So that could be very tough. And then Helsingborg is playing Jönköping, J Södra, at home. And that's not very easy either.
Yeah. But Jönköping have done well. So have Östersund, you know?
Yeah, Östersund. I think Östersund has been really, really impressive this season. They've really stuck... They're really a playing team. And they stuck to being that kind of team, even though, I mean, they're promoted and they're new. But it really pays off. And you can tell. I mean, who thought they were going to be seventh?
Everybody thought they were relegated before the season, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah. And also, Gefle, they beat Malmö last on Tuesday or Wednesday with one of the funniest goals I've ever seen. I don't know if you've seen it. He hits it. It hits the post. The goalkeeper's gone down. Hits the goalkeeper's head. Spins in the air. The goalkeeper kind of turns around. And then the guy hits it. And it just gets over the line and they win. It's like one of the greatest. So I really, and because we visited there and because the game before that, they've had like 2 or 3 wins out of 4. Before that, when they went away, they had 1 supporter. Have you seen that footage? They only had 1 away fan.
Yeah.
And then they all went up and applauded him and he's in the stands on his own. Like, so let's hope, because we've got a mate up there. You know, bought.
Yeah.
So we're hoping Gefle stayed up. Sorry, Henke Larsson. But, and it's only to the playoffs as well.
And how about, talking about AIK, a lot of rumours of Isak. You think he's going to go now or you think he's going
to
stay?
I really don't know. It's a really difficult one. He seems to be very sensible. He seems to have really good people around him. I know that AIK has been really, really protective of him and made sure that he doesn't play too much and that he's a bit... So they've taken good care of him. So hopefully we can keep him for another season. I think that he should be patient enough to stay.
How good is he?
He is...
Good question.
Very, very good. He
How good?
The new Zlatan, they're calling him.
Yeah,
that's a
big
tag.
Whoa.
It is a big tag. I do think that he is, at the age that he is now, he is one of the best players that we've had in Sweden for a very, very, very long time. But that doesn't say, because, I mean, you never know, because some players come up later, some players are really good when they're a certain age, and then they never make anything out of themselves anyway.
It's bigger fuss with but him than it was with Henrik Goitom, for instance.
Yeah.
Even when Goitom was young, he went to Udinese early on.
Yeah, no, but this is different. You can see it in the way that he plays.
Yeah,
when you see him move on the pitch,
he's
got an eye for the game.
But I haven't seen him live.
Better than most.
What about that?
So I haven't seen him live, so it's difficult to say exactly yeah, how good a player is. But
he is very, very good.
Who was the Swedish guy? The Christian Williamson, was it? The winger?
Schippen, yeah.
Yeah.
He was the one I did a video with.
The new Beckham, they called him, didn't they?
Well, he was decent in the national squad. He had a good career early on. Yeah. He was very good in Belgium.
But he dropped off a bit too early,
yeah,
I'd say.
But he peaked early as well, I think. Yeah. I think around 29, his career was kind of like on and down. When he was 27, he was good. The national team was great.
Is Isaac in the national team?
No, he's too young. No.
He's
yet.
He's what, 16?
No, he's 17.
17. Yeah, right, because he turned 17 when we played Djurgården at the derby, and he hasn't scored two goals.
I mean, he just started now, so I think he hasn't been any time for him to even get a chance in the national team. He hasn't been fixtures since he broken through, you know, really. I mean, Euros are over, there's no call. I mean,
yeah,
I think it's difficult to just come in and take off the strikers we have.
I really don't mind that at all. I think that he can stay where he is for now.
Get him in there. 16, 17, who gives a shit? So Swedish in your attitude.
No, but when you do that with players in England as well, it very seldomly works.
Wayne Rooney?
Well, do you think, what do you mean?
He got put in the England squad very early.
Rooney and Owen, but they were extreme talents, and they didn't have any players like that in the squad. Sweden has strikers. I mean, it's not like he's so good that he will take anybody's role at the moment. It's not like he's leading AIK by himself. I mean, it's not like he's the only player on the field and he's God. If he's that good in Allsvenskan, then maybe it's a bit early to come on. Maybe
I think it's early.
He can play one of those friendlies that are off-season in the summer where only Allsvenskan players.
Oh, Kenny.
Yeah, that's great.
That's, he's allowed to do that.
I didn't know you owned him, actually.
I think I own him, yeah.
Wow. So it's international break now. So when's the next Premier League?
What do you mean international break? Premier League is
the
weekend.
Yeah, this weekend. And then after that, it's the international break. It's actually England-Scotland. There's been a bit of a row about the poppy. You know, they wanted to wear poppy on their shirts. FIFA have said you can't. And then I read an article. It's like kind of a manufactured argument, really. Because
why can't they wear the poppy? Because of the...
They won't endorse it. I think what they're saying, FIFA, is like, if we say this... Then everybody would be like, shit, we had the war of the chickens.
Yeah, I think that's fair enough. Of the what?
Chickens. War of the chickens.
You know that war.
The chickens? What was it, like Uncle Ben's against like KFC? What the hell was that?
Yeah, it was Colonel Sanders.
Colonel Sanders, right? Chicken fighting.
Yeah.
So the Alamo thing was just a bunch of chickens.
Chickens, yeah.
Yeah, they just had a feast.
And then it was the first one who...
Texas is based on
first
chickens.
One who did a foul... Work in English? Fowl. Chicken. Chicken's a fowl. Good. So, next...
A fowl? What the hell?
A fowl is a chicken. It's like a type of bird. A fowl. F-O-W-L. Fowl.
Is that a sort of chicken?
No. It's
is that like a chicken that's a felon you call a fowl?
It's a... Talk amongst yourselves. I'll find what a fowl is. A fowl's a...
A fowl is in football, mate. When you've tackled somebody, you can... That's a fowl.
Yeah.
You handball.
Fowls are birds belonging of one or two biological orders. The game fowl... Like, these are fowls.
Fiadra.
Guinea fowl, what? Goose.
That's... Oh, okay. Yep,
grouse.
Okay. What are we talking about?
Well, I'm trying to explain a joke by using Google. That's how good my comedy is.
Yeah, it's going great. Yeah. Are you doing any shows, by the way?
All the time. November the 10th, we're doing Norrbrunn.
Yes, I'm doing...
Not you, me and Marlene. Yeah.
Is that the 10th? Okay. 10th is that I'm doing Raw this weekend on Saturday.
Okay.
And Mafia on Friday, tomorrow, if anybody wants to come.
Wow, good marketing.
Great. We're doing our first live pod.
Yes.
November the 15th.
Where are you doing that?
We are doing it at Catalina in Honsjol.
Oh, that's a stand-up room.
Where they do comedy downstairs there.
Yeah.
Yeah, great.
So
if people come like and see Klaxback.
Yeah.
And it's in Swedish.
It's in Swedish.
Yeah.
It is.
So that's good. And November the 15th, Cantina, is it? Be there, we'll be square. Oh, you got to be there. It's quite important.
Yeah, I have to be there.
You want to be there.
Yeah, I want to be there as well.
You have to be. If you're not there, would the two other ones do it without you?
Two other ones. God, sexist, mate. They're people as well.
Yeah, but they could have been guys, so what difference does it make?
Those other ones, you're saying Marlene's the star, it's like Justin Timberlake and NSYNC. You can name me the other two members of NSYNC.
I had that incident at Big Ben last week with Camilla. Daniel came in, and then Camilla's sitting there. I don't know that well, but, you know, it's just very, like, she's a normal feminist, you know, so don't talk shit for no reason. Oh, what are you doing that? She wouldn't like that. He comes in, Daniel, and I
normal
said,
feminist.
Yeah, but normal. She's a normal person. That's what I'm trying to say. So I just said to him, like, so what about that one? So I was referring to, a spotter stunt that did this with a hand. Yeah. She was sitting beside me.
Yeah.
And both of them thought that meant, what about that one, pointing at her? And they were like, I don't think he thought so, but it looked that way. And she was like, no, I don't think. I was like, but come on, of course it wasn't that. We started joking. And then she said, yeah, but are you going to tell me how I'm going to perceive that offensive man? I was like, all right, fair enough. I apologize for that. You might have taken it that way. But I'm really upset the way you cornered me as a black person. As a dark person. And she was like, oh, what the hell? I'm going to get out of this. I was like, no, I'm really upset that you thought the worst of me because I'm dark. And then she was like, how are you going to get away with this? Like, there's no way getting out of it. You can't get it out.
And
I'm
you've
gonna
got...
I got a card as well.
And you've got the retarded card that you can bring out every now and again.
What kind of brings out itself?
Gets you the car park. So,
I
thank
have a
you.
License. Why would I get a car park?
License to thrill.
License.
Good luck this weekend, folks. Yeah. Like the way I brought you in as a community.
How can you wish both good luck? Isn't that a contradiction?
Because I've got a soft spot for Arsenal and Marlene. I don't like you because you said something about motivation. You don't know what a foul is.
That was so Swedish of you. That's what Sweden and Switzerland do in the Second World War. It's like the Allies and Axel was like, all right, good luck there, boys. You can't say good luck to both of them. It's a war. Doesn't work that way.
Arsenal, then?
No. He's a sport Arsenal, actually.
Do you know what? I wouldn't mind a bit of a boyhood kind of dream of like Kane getting the winner or something, coming off the bench. And getting the winner. Don't pull your face like that. You know, something like that. I like football. It's like the Chicago Cubs won overnight. World Series.
Listen.
Big up to my American fans.
For a neutral, of course it's better than Tottenham. It's more like football.
Why?
Because we've been in the shadows of Arsenal for years. It's more of a underdog story if we win.
No, do you know what I like? I just like seeing moments in football. I love it when... What I love if...
Somebody take a shit on the field? Is that
something
a moment?
Like that? Yeah. Like an Arsenal score and Wenger pulls off his big jacket and he's nude underneath and he's just like, yeah, and knocking his penis on Steve Bold's head. So, thank you so much
for
listening.
I think you're the only one that wants to see that.
Thank you for...
I would think it's kind of funny, but I don't want to see it.
Thank you, Mark.
I don't sit up at night and think,
okay,
want to see Wenger smack his penis.
Here's your quiz.
On Steve Bold's
Here's
bald
your quiz.
Head.
Right, here's your quiz. Here's your quiz. If that comes up on Sunday, would you watch it again if it was replayed?
Of course.
Marlene?
No.
What?
Okay.
Why wouldn't you watch it again?
Why would I watch it?
Because it's fucking insane. Yeah.
It's the most mental thing that has ever happened.
If during the presidency debate with Trump and Hillary sit there and there's going to a fist fight and he sits over and says, tell me I'm the boss. I will see that fucking a zillion times. I will probably
that
get blind and die.
That is not the same thing.
It's similar. It's in the same ballpark.
No. That's quite misogynistic and stuff.
Well, we can switch it. She's sitting at his and taking two payoff.
Yeah, it's better.
I don't care. It's just the outrageous part of it. It's
Arsenal,
great.
It can't be a draw in the presidential election. Who's going to win?
What? The...
Yeah, it's on November the 8th, isn't it?
Because I saw a clip, actually. I didn't say that. We need to show you afterward where this in the Qatari League where the goalkeeper gets sent off, so our field players goes into goal. The coach is absolutely crazy and he's screaming. The keeper now he gets the ball, it's the end of the game, it's 3-3 or something. It's the end of the game. He goes out on a Valderrama run, right? He goes and dribble about three players. The coach is losing it. The sheikh, that the boss is beside him, is hitting him and shit. They're holding him back. He loses the ball. They go back, score the goal. Game is over. He rips his shirt, everything. The players in their own team start running after this guy and try to kill him now. That's what goes on in football sometimes. Don't joke about war, man.
Wow. Wow. That was like Lord of the Rings. It took so long and the end was shit.
That's that was amazing. Yeah. That moral fucking story about it is amazing. I got chills, Amal. I'm going to listen to that.
Do you know what I was thinking about? The poor people of Qatar. And
there's
what,
no poor people in Qatar. Those are people that are not from Qatar.
People
are
working
on
the instructions.
But they're not from Qatar.
Okay.
So they're slaves.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome back. Good luck this weekend, both with AIK. Good luck with your pod live on November the 15th. Thank you, Marlene. And it was good motivation of you coming here.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.